Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Do you have a vision in your mind of the perfect Christmas? Family gathered around a decorated Christmas tree with beautifully wrapped presents, scents of roasting turkey, pumpkin pies, and glazed sugar cookies? Everyone made it home for the family celebration, and rooms are filled with laughter and conversation. So what if your Christmas gathering looks totally different? Maybe your Christmas is a loved one missing because they are serving in the military abroad, a loved one missing because they were promoted to heaven this year, a failed marriage, a health crisis, or lost job. Is Christmas then ruined? What was the first Christmas like? Mary and Joseph were alone, away from home and family, and in a strange city. They did not have a decorated home with family present and beautifully wrapped gifts under the tree. All they had was a stable inside a smelly barn. Mary, a first-time mother, was a teenager. She didn't have the blessing of a clean hospital. Giving birth was painful and messy. Joseph would have probably felt helpless to provide a decent birthing place for his wife. After their blessed baby Jesus was born, they didn't have family to celebrate with them, only shepherds, Simeon and Anna, and the wise men. Soon they would face the danger of a king bent on killing their child, and Mary's reputation had been harmed permanently. What did Mary and Joseph have the first Christmas? They had a child of promise, Jesus, which means Jehovah saves, who would reconcile them to God by taking care of their greatest need. It certainly is not wrong to enjoy a decorated tree and family gathered together with festive food. But when we don't have the perfect Christmas, we can always make room in our hearts for Christ, our wonderful counselor, Almighty God, and Prince of Peace. This Christmas season, all of us from Nebraska Family Alliance wish you the joy of knowing Christ personally and the hope he brings to everyone who makes room in their heart for him. Have a Merry Christmas filled with hope.